To do all the experiments.
Fantastic, but we're going to have to trust you on this one. Basically, don't be an idiot. The most enjoyable experiments in this book are usually the most dangerous, so please stay safe. Take time to consider the risks before you start doing anything, and remember that your safety is your responsibility. These experiments should not be carried out by children or reckless adults. Several of them involve alcohol or fire. These experiments should not be conducted simultaneously.
Who are Helen and Steve?
When you hear Helen's voice, it means Helen has written this part of the book. Helen is a science presenter and geek songstress with the voice of an angle. I meant that literally. She uses it to smash wine glasses in her spare time. You might have seen her explaining physics while riding a roller coaster on BBC Two's Coast, electrifying Sandy Toksvig on QI, or hosting Outrageous Acts of Science on the Discovery Channel. She can sing the entirety of Tom Lehrer's The Elements song, including all the new ones, and has filled several notebooks with rhymes for Uranus. None of them can be repeated here.
When you hear Steve's voice, it means that Steve has written this part of the book. Steve is the maker of mathematical curios, creator of illusions, and poster of quirky science experiments on YouTube. He's the author of How to Be a Scientist, a book of fun experiments for kids, and, however ludicrous this sounds, has an actual scientific effect named after him. More on that in Chapter 5. You may also have seen him on TV in Britain's Brightest, I Never Knew That About Britain, and Blue Peter. About 10 years ago. And he still won't stop going on about it.
Chapter 1. Body Stuff.
Human bodies. We've all got one, making them the perfect place for a bit of home experimentation. Easy to access, infinitely fascinating, and, seeing as you already live in it rent-free, cheap. It's the DIY science laboratory you can play around in 24 hours a day. In this chapter, we explore a few of the human body's amazing quirks and qualities. We are all about getting to know some of the bacteria that live inside your gastrointestinal system, using physics to hear hidden sounds inside your head, and predicting the exact time of your child's birth with a spreadsheet. And when you're done investigating your own body, get inspired by the animal kingdom and recruit your partner for some after dark experimentation. In we go.
Experiments you can do on yourself. Find your valves. The blood in your arteries is pushed along by your heart, which means it's under quite a bit of pressure, and there's no risk of it flowing the wrong way. Not so true for your veins, where the pressure is much lower. To stop blood flowing backwards in your veins, there are tiny little one-way valves all the way along, and finding them is a fun game you can play on your own or with a partner. Or in a group. We don't judge. The first thing to do is locate a nice big vein. If you've got veiny legs, this is your chance to shine. But you can also find good ones in your arms. For best results, allow your arm to swing down freely. Now, place a finger firmly at one end of your veins, the end closest to your hand. This prevents blood flowing in either direction. Now press another finger into your arm, above but right next to the first finger. While still pressing, move your second finger up a few centimetres. This evacuates the vein. You should notice it go flat, but here's the cool part. Remove your second finger and blood will flow back into your evacuated vein, but only up to the nearest valve. Congratulations, you've just found a valve. Interestingly, varicose veins are what you get when those little valves stop working. Spin your foot and draw a six. Place some cushions on a chair so that your feet would dangle if you sat down on it. If you have short legs, you can skip this step. Take a seat and start rotating your right foot clockwise. Now, with your right finger, try to draw a big six in the air. The challenge is to complete the figure six without it messing up what your foot is doing. It's almost impossible, and you'll probably find your foot doing all sorts of mad movements. Our brains have evolved to be good at controlling our bodies in rhythmic, coordinated ways. That's what makes us good at walking and running. And it's very difficult to break out of, as this experiment shows. Watch your eyes move. Spoiler alert, you can't. Take a look in the mirror and glance back.